We are in Shmir Shavas Gil Chasa. We are in Perek Tezvav, If Lamed, on page Resh Yud Beis in the new print. Today's shiur is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Vela Esther Bas Harav Agen Yubchanech Henach. To continue this shiur on a consistent basis, we are seeking additional sponsorships. To sponsor a shiur, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com or click on the link in the shiur notes or go to www.rabbifishman.com. So we're on the bottom of page Resh Yud Beis. If Lamed in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, we're in the middle of discussing the halachas of cleaning off a garment on Shabbos. So Sif Lamed begins, Beget shenidbak by lichluch, afen mu beget shiragilum lahakbed al nikyonai. You have a garment that has some dirt stuck to it. Even if it's a garment that regularly you'd be makbed, that it should remain clean. Im halichluch hu lach, if it's wet, and when you remove the stain, it's not going to remove it fully. There'll be something left behind. There'll be a mark. It's not going to be a clean garment. Such a thing, such a garment, you could rub the other side of the material, like from the inside, until the schmutz falls off. Or you could take a nail and scratch it off. Or the back of a knife. Even on the side where the garment is dirty. Right? As long as, once again, it's going to remain behind some stain. On top of Patriot Gimel, so too it's permitted to clean off a garment. You could take a dry shmata and wipe it off as well. We have to be careful. We have to make sure, since we are talking about a wet stain, you have to make sure that you don't squeeze out anything from the garment. So you have to take this dry shmata and do it very lightly. Matlas or tuva, but you can't take a wet shmata, asla kanech. You cannot take a wet shmata, sharei b'shasa kinuach, because the time you're wiping it over with a wet shmata, husoychet min amayim ablum b'matlas, you're going to be cause chita from the wet shmata. Chen asla lahartim v'sabeget g'del nakreisei, also you cannot make a garment wet to clean it off. So we're talking about, once again, you have a wet or damp stain, that will leave a mark when you're cleaning it off. You could either rub it from the inside of the garment or use your fingernail from the same side to remove off this damp or wet stain, as long as it leaves behind some amount of stain on the garment. And you could use a dry shmata, but not a wet shmata. Se'iv lamed aleph. What happens if it's dry, the stain that's on the garment? Could go in boots or yefes, like mud or some type of dirt. Such a thing you can't scratch off in any or rub it from the inside, because doing so, since it's dried up and it's dirt, you're grinding up that dirt. So that you can't do. But if it's something that there won't be an Isser Teichen on, because it's something that was previously ground, like a dough, a daisa, or a porridge, or type of cooked item that already fell apart when it was cooked, like cooked beans, then when it's dry and hard, you would be allowed to remove it. As long as, once again, it's not going to leave the garment totally clean when you're done. It's going to leave a stain behind. Such a thing you could scratch off as long as it's not fully removed. And it's not something that would be an isser of teichin from isser of grinding when you scratch it off if it falls apart in pieces. So something that's dry and hard that's going to crackle into pieces and fall apart, if it's a type of dirt that there would be an isser teichin on, you can't do it. If it's the type of dirt that won't have an issa teichen, like something that was, because ain't teichen nach a teichen, so if it's like a dough, so the flour was already nitchan, or porridge, or you cooked the beans already that fell apart, so such a thing you could peel off with your finger, as long as it's going to leave a stain behind. If it's not going to leave a stain behind, then it's going to be aser. Siv lamed beis. Lichloch, dirt, ben lach u ben yavesh, whether it's wet or dry. Shenidbak mubega, that's attached or stuck to a garment. V'lo yashe kesem l'kishyusa, when it comes off, it's going to come off cleanly. Then mutulasiri rak mi begachain and rugged lahakben on the kerenim luchlachizeh. Such a thing can only be removed to a garment that you would not regularly be makbet of having such dirt on. And even in such a case, where you'd be allowed to remove it fully because it's not a garment that you really care for it to be clean, you have to be careful not to break any of the rules we spoke about in Sivchav Zayin, which means you can't use any type of liquid, you can't use a spit or any other type of bleach or any other detergent. But just, you know, pull it off with your finger. If it's a type of garment that you're not makbet on its cleanliness, such a garment, you could remove it, the dry piece, fully whole off, even if it does not leave a stain. Se'iv lamed gimel. Lichlul chanimtza ala beged. Shmutz, it's on a garment. Avleini sofuk bay v'gam eini nidbak bay. It's not absorbed. It's not attached. Ein ba'sarasim shum issa libun. Such a thing does not have an issa libun to remove it. So what's an example of that? You have a feather, or sibet semer gefen, or you have threads, yakan threads, or chutu gedoyma, you have fibers, like very often you see pulling out of a garment. So that, afilu beged shemakbel on the kene, okay, you could, that, it's not attached, it's not absorbed, it's just sitting on the garment, such things you could remove from the garments. You can't use a lint roller, you can't use a brush, but with your hand, if there's some threads on a garment, you could take them off. But he says, and we have a new garment, sometimes there are threads that are sewn in that are meant to be removed. That you may not remove on Shabbos. That could be other problems, that could be makabe patish, that could be unstitching. You could run into other problems if you do that. So that is us. But let's say, you know, you see a garment. Very often that happens. Threads get stuck on the outside of a garment. They're just sort of like, you know, hooked onto it, attached to it. You know, not attached in a way that it's sewn, but let's just like, you have to rub it to get it off. Right? So you can't use a lint roller. You can't use a brush, but you could, you know, pull it off on Shabbos. Siv la medalat. Mutter lo adam lenakes es adoshes hamishkafayim shumishtamish behem. Glasses. You have your glasses, and we all know glasses are constantly getting dirty, they'll get fogged up. And if you want to see out of your glasses clearly, you want to clean them all. It's mutter to clean off your glasses on Shabbos. But you have to make sure that the shmata that you're using to cloth you're using to wipe your glasses is not wet. Because then you have a problem of schita. But let's say, for whatever reason, you feel the need to use water, so you can wet the glasses and then take a dry cloth and dry it off. Right, just like you could dry your hands with a towel, even though the towel is getting wet. So too, as long as this cloth is not going to get so wet that you're going to run into a skita problem, it's permitted to it's permissible to wet the glasses and take the dry shmata and just dry it off. We now turn to page Reishu Dalad. Pas chumras isur libun, because you have to worry about various isurim of libun of cleaning off. Tavli zor aniach begadim shemakba al nekrenim dafka makam shamer. He says because it's very easy. You have to follow all these different rules, all these different types of garments, color garments, types of shmutz, types of dirt, types of different ways of removing it that are permitted usur. He says a garment that you don't want to get dirty on Shabbos, be careful with it not to let it get dirty and to put it in a place where it's not going to get dirty. It shouldn't fall on the floor. And you have to suffer kill Shabbos. Make sure you're picking up a baby that it's, you know, if it's going to spit up, that you put a towel on yourself, you know, a cloth diaper on yourself, different things that people use. So if it spits up, it doesn't spit up on your Shabbos suit. You don't hold a baby that's not wearing a diaper, he says, you know. Chazal will have an accident on you. Be careful, he says, to look after the types of things that get garments dirty and try to be careful. And I think hence the invention of Tisha B'Av that came out already in Europe. That was very common, not only by the Chassidim, but even by the Lipshitz to wear. Why? So this way, your jacket doesn't get, and your shirt don't get dirty. It was basically a glorified bib. So that, you know, eating on Shabbos and you know, something spills, and that you don't mind that's dirty, that can stay till after Shabbos. You don't have to wear that to shul. So not to wear your shirt and your, not to stain your shirt and your jacket. They had a tishbekisha. If because one has to be careful, because all these various halachas that you have to be very well versed in order to make sure that you don't chas v'shalom be over on the iser libun on Shabbos. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Today's shir was sponsored. If anybody would like to sponsor a shir to help this shir coming on a regular basis, please go to the notes on the podcast, or go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com to sponsor a shir. Thank you.